This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is kicking off another week of action by giving new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets instantly. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Fan Run Radio.
We will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate football time in Tennessee.
As an entire football program, we want to play fast and be physical. The type of program that we want to have and we will have at Tennessee. We want to be innovative, but we want to have fun. There's not a better place in America to do that than Knoxville, Tennessee. It's a special place to come play college football, and everything and anything that you want to do in the game and outside of the game has been done at Tennessee and will be done again.
But Dad, I want to be a rodeo clown.
Dang it, Bobby.
Excited to run out of the tunnel and make that right-hand turn behind Smokey and ready to play in front of 103,000 in Neyland Stadium.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places so they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Don't say.
And so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control.
Welcome in to the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. A rainy Wednesday edition of the program here in Knoxville, Tennessee. So we head towards the swamp this Saturday night. It's 3 and Out alongside Houston Kress. I'm Nate Hodges. We got Davey Hudson. We got Adam Hickman. We're ready to rock and roll.
Yep. Ready.
Kind of down today, man.
Hmm?
It's like it's hump day. It's like, I mean, turning that corner. Ready to push for the weekend.
Yeah, punch my hand?
Why are you down in the dumps?
I'm not. I'm fine.
You don't seem fine.
Seem a little quiet today.
Are you upset because you saw that stat I put out about how in my lifetime Vanderbilt's beaten Tennessee
more times than Tennessee's
beaten Florida?
Didn't see it.
Well, I mean,
I think I muted you.
Probably a good decision. Sometimes you just have to mute people that don't bring you joy.
Annoy the hell out of you. Yep.
Just, it's nothing personal.
No, I often tell people, like, I'm not going to bring them joy, but I'm kind of like that dose of reality. Like, I'm your daily vitamin you have to take. You don't want to, but you need to.
I
The fact that you can cloak your... I can't say that word on the air. Never mind. He does it for the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm here to help. I'm Dave. That adds up. That's fine.
Well, Billy brought that stat to my attention, so if you should be mad at anybody, it's him. But, I mean, we already know you hate him, had him kicked off
the show. Did you give Billy credit for the stat? Probably not.
His was a little different. His was since 1990. I was born in 94, so that wipes away two of Tennessee's wins against Florida.
I think Davey's the curse.
We won in 90 and 92.
Just his life?
Yeah. Just him being alive.
We did win a national championship in my lifetime.
Yeah, you were 8. You don't remember anything. Or, you know, you're 4. You were worthless.
Good math.
You were just an idiot. Well, you said 90. I couldn't remember what year you were born. I really don't care.
It's not a good take for your You Hate the Kids theme.
No, this one.
4-year-olds are worthless.
Just this one.
That's what I heard.
Well, they don't do anything. I mean, it's not like they're helping out with chores or paying the bills.
Hey, they might. 4? Stuff they can do.
Like what? Like lose teeth?
I don't know. I'm thinking more like...
Yeah, you
know,
money under the pillow. Boom.
Back in the day.
You're really not losing teeth at the age of 4.
Okay. Sorry, it's been a minute since I was 4. Expert 4-year-old.
Those worthless Dave. 4-year-olds.
It was more just about teeth.
No, I get it. You know all about 4-year-olds because you've been stuck there for the last whatever. How old are you? I don't even care.
27.
Congrats.
Thanks.
So Davey's the curse.
He's definitely a plague. Say there's a little carryover there, a little crossover.
Well, we got some news about next year's Tennessee Vols football schedule.
Yeah, it's junk. Not happy about it. Schedule's not good.
You know, most of these announcements are like, you know, 5 to 10, 15 years in advance. This is like next year. I think when the news came out, I didn't realize.
I just have a question.
This is next year's schedule.
Yeah, I have a question. So we at LSU, correct?
Yes, at LSU.
How are we at LSU? I mean,
October 8th.
I guess, okay, no, we played them here in 17. Okay. Sorry, 17 just...
That game.
I wiped it from my memory. It was right. Such a junk season. So, maybe not a... If they don't fire Orgeron, it might be a good year to go down there and get him.
Hickman said that was his favorite game.
The monsoon of 2017.
That was your favorite game?
It was one of the most fun, I'm not going to lie. LSU fans were pretty cool that day.
What too. About it was fun? Brady Hoke was our head coach. We were in the middle of a terrible season.
Hickman must be a big play in the rain guy.
Yeah.
All those poor kids that were there, thanks to the sports end, they got soaked.
I mean, what better?
Losing teeth, getting rained on.
What better choice do we have? JG was our quarterback. It probably helped us out.
He wasn't the quarterback that
day. I know. I didn't think so. It was like Will McBride. Yeah.
JG didn't play quarterback that day?
He was hurt, I think.
I thought he split snaps with somebody.
Maybe Will McBride.
I'll check the stats.
Check the stats. Houston, you do that. Oh, we still have the Pitt game next year.
Yeah, yay. At Pitt.
But I see what exciting. You're saying. The home slate is, I mean, it's the Florida-Alabama at home year, so that's normally the quote-unquote good year.
Right. No, Hickman's right. JG was 13 of 23, 239 and a touchdown.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What was the score of that game?
30-10.
He was the only quarterback that played. Shows how much I was locked in.
Wait.
John Kelly was 1 of 1 for 10 yards.
Are you sure?
I'm looking at the box score, so no, but this is what I have to go by. Tyler Bird, 0 of 1.
I think I'm thinking of this. Is it this? I don't know.
I don't know what you're thinking about.
When did Will McBride play?
Missouri.
Miss.
You know, I didn't have a rain jacket for that game either.
Wow.
That was a big blunder on my part.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you the weather guy? No, you're the cloud guy. That's right.
It was cloudy. He didn't know he needed a jacket.
Reddit College Football. Tennessee pays $500,000 to cancel their loss against Army next season.
I wish we could cancel those after they
the fact that happened. It was you two laughing and not Dave is interesting.
I wasn't
but
listening. What?
I'm not going to repeat myself. You can pay attention or be quiet, please.
It was JG.
I just told you this.
I know. I just couldn't believe it.
That night, I wasn't even really paying attention to the game. All the pregame hoopla got me stirred up. And then once the game started, I was just like, I don't even care anymore.
I sat on the couch while the game played on the television. I just didn't watch it. I was just on my phone constantly.
Yeah, Twitter was fun that night.
Yeah.
Since I was out of town and kind of hanging out with some friends, I wasn't expecting anything. And then we get, Johnny Gruden's at Calhoun's, I swear. I swear he's down there. McBride, per sauces.
McBride did play at Missouri.
Yeah.
16 of 32, 139.
50%.
A touchdown and two picks.
50%.
63. All right,
give me the damn schedule that stinks.
So real quick though, on the Army note,
we're not done with that topic. But well, real quick on the note, go ahead.
We're initially scheduled to pay them $1.4 million to play. We're canceling it for $500,000, and then we're bringing in Akron to play at $1 million.
So we give our season ticket holders a worse game and waste $100,000.
That's according to Trey.
Okay.
Worst game or a win?
According to Mike Wilson, I think, first.
It's a win.
I mean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I kind of get it. Army might beat you. Akron should not. Is Akron still like bottom five?
I don't know. They beat the hell out of Bowling Green last year.
Or are they a little better now? Anyway, the schedule begins with the home opener on Saturday, September 3rd. This is next season.
Like, yes.
This is not 10 years in advance.
This did not happen in the future two weeks ago.
The Ball State Cardinals.
Poof. I mean, that's a matchup I've been waiting for a long time. It's a shame David Letterman's not on TV anymore. Mm. Probably get a lot of pub on that one.
Then, week two, September 10th, at Pittsburgh.
Week two. Great.
Team that lost to Western Michigan last week.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm not appreciating the negativity so far. You guys always complain about how, like, oh, this is...
Yeah, because it's every day with you, so why don't you just hush and let Nate continue to talk.
No, it's like the schedule's not very good. It's like, well, you could at least get some wins here or there.
I literally just said that. Are you paying attention?
No. Did he say that?
Yeah, he said that.
Man, that ring.
God, you're an idiot.
And I said continue, we should please. Beat Akron. We might not beat Army next year. Then Akron rolls into town. It is the week before Florida. I mean, you really want to... I had to prep for a triple option team before Florida.
No, I don't hate the move. That's when you said worst game. I'm like, I'd rather watch a win at least. So give me that. After you go up there and play Pitt without picketless Pitt, might have a chance.
It's probably the most important game on the schedule next year.
Damn you, Hickman.
Hmm.
All right. Hmm. Thank you. Akron, Florida.
Florida here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could be 3-0 welcoming Florida.
You could.
Yeah.
If you win that most important game like Hickman said.
Yeah, no, it could be big.
Then you get a bye week.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Which is kind of weird.
That's super early for the bye week.
Yeah. Because then you're at LSU.
At LSU game 5.
Right. I mean, it might be the best time to play them there.
When did the switch happen? We used to...
If it's hot seat at Orgeron this year, it could be meltdown at Orgeron
I feel
next
like we
year.
Used to flip our West game where sometimes it would be... Actually, I feel like for most of the time it was after Bama, and now all of a sudden we play all of our West opponents before we play Bama. Like in 98, we played Bama here, and then we had Arkansas come in later. Why all of a sudden did we get our West opponent before Bama?
Because you moved Georgia?
Yeah, when Georgia...
No, it wasn't just this year.
Well,
or next year.
If you look at it, the Bama game's usually around the third Saturday in October.
Hence oh, is it?
The third
Thank
Saturday
you.
In October. You move Georgia to November. You got to slide somebody up. They've been moving Kentucky around as of late. I mean, you used to always kind of have them as the last game.
Yeah, they kind of flipped that with Missouri, right?
on Akron. Tom Arth is their head coach. His first year in 2019, they went 0-12, and then last year they went 1-5.
Okay, so yeah. So Philip Fulmer and Jeremy Pruitt were the first ones that went, you know, that Dave Hart schedule in Army kind of sucks. We probably need to figure out a way to get out of there. And then Danny White and Josh Heupel finish it off with, all right, we just got to find somebody that's god-awful. Akron, you'll come? How much? Okay, make it happen.
Their head coach during his time at Akron currently sitting at 2-19.
Who is he beating? Who are the two? One's Bowling Green.
Okay, and then the other, I think, was their win this past week against a team called Bryant.
Bryant?
Mm-hmm.
Was it just a dude?
Bryant football.
Oh, there he is. There's Bryant. We'll go play him.
They lost to Akron 35-14 on September the 18th.
Ball didn't bounce the right way for old Bryant.
Still scored a couple touchdowns.
Where's Bryant?
For a team that doesn't even register on the...
It's a great question.
Probably played pretty well.
Bryant is... They only had one win on the season. They had beaten Sacred Heart.
Didn't Sacred Heart beat somebody?
Were you saying when was the West game? So the West game in 2019, Mississippi State was before Alabama.
It was? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bryant's in Rhode Island, by the way.
Thank you.
Smithfield.
2018, Auburn.
Auburn. Was it before or after?
Before.
It was?
Week before.
Yeah, we didn't play Georgia late in that one. What about 17
was LSU.
LSU, that was after. Yeah, that one came after.
That was the last game of the season.
16 was A&M before, the week before. 15, Arkansas before.
So, I don't know. It's weird.
Just interesting. I guess it mixes up every now and then.
Yeah, next year we go back to having South Carolina and Vanderbilt both at the very end.
All right.
Both on the road.
Oh, good. Two road games in the season?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Pretty crummy one.
No, it's great.
Yeah, because you got...
It actually might be better.
You got the bye week at LSU, then Alabama at home, then UT Martin at home, then Kentucky at home, then three out of your last four on the road. At Georgia, Missouri back at home, at South Carolina, at Vanderbilt.
Three out of your last four on the road. Sweet.
Yeah, listen, this is going to be a positive take, at least for the administration, because they've been struggling with the attendance. They're wanting to get more people. I think earlier in the season's a better bet than once it's cold in the season's, you're pretty much just like trying to make a bowl game at that point.
Not a bad take.
So what's your point here?
Home games works out better for Danny. Gets more people.
I mean, Tennessee has nothing to do with this schedule.
I know. That's why I'm saying it works out better for them.
Okay.
He wasn't giving them credit for it. He's just saying just the luck of the draw from the SEC office, I guess. Whatever.
I mean, are we already projecting that we're going to stink next year? Like, that's where you're at?
Yeah.
Just for no reason at all? Just we're three games into this one, and you're just like, yeah, in a year from now, it's going to be even worse.
Not worse, but it's not like it's going to be much better.
Okay.
Well, when you play your three maybe easiest SEC games at the end, it is going to be tough, no matter how good you are, even if you're a really good team. Because you've got your Alabama, Georgia, Florida. Like, they're all November 5th or earlier. So it's kind of like the old schedule where Fulmer basically win all the November games because they were just so easy. It didn't matter if whether Tennessee was number 2 in the country or 20th. It didn't matter. But it's weird how it moves around like that.
DeArmond says, would away games to end the season give them a head start on stadium renovations? It depends on the weather. November can be kind of rainy.
But yeah, I'm sure they could do something. Get started.
Is 2 weeks going to make that much of a difference, really?
No.
Yeah, those cranes take a while to get in.
Depends on who you ask.
I don't know. Do we like buying out of the Army game?
Probably.
It's probably smart.
Just from a football standpoint, regardless of I mean, even when Army and Air Force and those teams aren't Georgia Tech, even when they're not quote unquote that good, it's just a it's kind of a wasted game. Like no one else it doesn't help prepare you for any other game.
Yeah.
And if it was the opener, okay, I could see that. That makes a little bit more sense. But to put them the week before Florida, no, it doesn't make any sense. Dave Hart's a moron. Like the biggest stupid ass idiot of all time. Hey, we're going to play a triple option team middle of the season, right before SEC play. Like, what a moron.
Mm-hmm.
Bammer proves it.
Maybe supports the troops.
We're doing that. We just cut them a big check for doing that. That's a military donation right there to the Army. Here's $500,000.
$900,000.
What?
No, we canceled. Sorry,
you just said bought out for $500,000.
Yeah, but it was 1.4 to begin with. Yes, you're right.
Right. Then we spent $1 million on
Accra. They got $500,000 for doing nothing.
Yeah.
Just for signing their name on a sheet of paper and us saying we don't like this signature, we don't want to do that. All right, $500,000. Pretty smart.
There you go.
Good business if you can get it. Just saying.
At which point do people start paying us to come play them?
He went from Houston, you're being negative to that crap. Uh-huh. You're such an idiot.
It's pretty quick. Pretty quick flip there.
Like, you just don't know where you want to be on any given day. You just ping pong around. Because you don't have a real take. You're just trying to be funny. Bring it real, bro.
I wouldn't call it funny.
I wouldn't either. I said trying to be funny.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just trying to make you mad. Because that brings me joy for some reason.
You can't make me mad. It's too fun to tell you that I don't like it. It doesn't make me mad. Makes you look stupid more than you think. See, like that one right there. Just saying. You should be thanking me. You know how many DMs I get a week asking me to fire you?
You don't have that ability.
I could probably make it happen. I don't even bring it up to the boss or you.
It'd be a great show without me here. It's like, I agree with your point. Yes, that's a great point. Good on you. And then that's the show.
Well, actually, the thing is, me and Nate disagree sometimes, but you just want to disagree. Like, we'll be arguing opposite sides of the point, and you'll try to disagree with both of us. Like, that's just what you do.
It's a special talent, actually.
It's stupidity. And proves my point. You don't have a take. You just try to be divisive. You just thank your lucky stars that I haven't decided to fire you based on the countless DMs. There's this little yawn he does when he's like, what is that? You do that like four times a day. It's like, when I'm bored of the conversation and I don't want to talk about it anymore.
7:25. I'm tired. Not a morning person.
Then turn the mic off and go take a nap. Hitman can run the board. I can shock him from over there.
You got to be careful. Fine. You don't want to have the controls over here, you know, bad electrical issue.
What?
Could really hurt him.
Makes sense.
The shot goes into his neck. It has nothing to do with the board.
I mean, we wouldn't want him standing in a bathtub or anything, just in case. But
why? It's the same amount of electricity. It's not like you're throwing a toaster in there. He'd be fine. He's tough. Right? You're a tough guy. Yeah, you make it.
Did you get the shot collar all charged up?
It's charged. I don't know if it's going to work.
Uh-oh.
Fingers crossed.
Been studying.
Have you?
A little bit.
Did you vet the questions yet?
No. Okay. I have shot collar trivia also this week. So
what does that have to do with anything? You're the king vetter.
He's going to give me the hard questions.
We're really on SEC Survivor this year. I can tell. I can tell. We're gung-ho.
Okay, how many wings do I need to get?
What? Can I finish what I was about to say? Damn.
No, you're talking about SEC Survivor.
Yeah, you just interrupted him. Golly,
man.
100.
See, that's what I'm talking about. How many wings do I have to get?
I didn't ask that.
They only go up to a certain amount. Is Nate going to reimburse me?
You begged for this challenge.
Oh, no, I'm actually looking
for 2 years.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm trying to get an answer to a question. I have to buy them today. I need to know how many I need to get.
And then he was like, Nate's going to have to reimburse me. These wings are expensive.
I'm just not paying all that money for a challenge.
For food that I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
Jeez. Just whine a little more.
I would have just gotten the 10-piece, sat back here, and enjoyed my meal from Craven Wings. I went yesterday. It was really good, actually.
Nothing,
I mean, it's
like,
always good.
You ate
wings
yesterday?
Go ahead. Hell, eat them again today, man.
Over,
go for
I
it.
I went over there.
I don't think you can build up an immunity, buddy. I don't know that that's how it works.
Yeah, I don't think. I think that's probably going the wrong direction there.
Nah, it's like with poisons. You just slowly introduce a little bit into your system, and that way,
yes,
as you.
No, that's true. That's how people stay skinny. They eat one more of any item that they had the day before. You're an idiot. It does stretch the stomach out if that's what you're going for.
No, it's like the you just got to build up an immunity
to food.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
You are too dumb to insult.
Hashtag science.
What's the most wings you've eaten in a single sitting?
I don't know.
I think I had 42 once in college.
Not that many.
They were kind of small. Mm. What about you, Hickman?
Probably in the 40s, back in high school.
How long how long was the duration of your meal?
Hour and a half. Me and my buddy, you know.
What do you think, 100?
What's the most you've ever eaten? Because I know you've gone to the all-you-can-eat buffet. I've seen you pack them away.
Can we? Well, I don't even know why we're asking. We know exactly what he's going to do. He's going to eat 10, 15, and be like, I'm full. I can't eat anymore. It was an exposed nerve. I can't believe you guys made me eat this warhead. My mouth hurts.
At a former establishment, it's no longer in the area.
Just give us the damn number.
I'm trying to calculate it. It was a
lot. What are you counting in your head? The exact meal you had 10 years ago?
Yeah, I would do stack them up like a log cabin.
I would do the warheads every Wednesday to not have to play SEC Survivor. That's how easy that one is. I mean, yeah, they're sour. Wow.
I think I got to 47 in 2.5 hours.
So what's the number for 3 hours?
58.
But see, that's 47 60. That you could eat like you weren't just stuffing them
down
your throat.
I'd actually fasted for it.
Well, good, you fasted today because you got your doctor's appointment, so you're gonna be ready to run. 100 wings, it is. Bust out the checkbook, Hudson. I'm trying to calculate the number of wings I had 5 years ago when I went to this establishment. Like, what the hell was that? That was
just get 80.
I don't even know. What did you say they go up to? 45?
They said.
What are the
two orders of? I want some wings after the show. What are we talking about?
What are the increments here?
45.
That's 45 on the menu, but they said you can
get 90.
Okay.
Was it? Is it all sauces?
What?
You gonna mix them up? What's
yeah,
the
I'm
deal?
Gonna get different sauces.
Like to dip.
Well, I'm just going to get ranch to dip. I'm going to have them tossed in something.
Yeah, I don't want mine tossed.
I'm not buying them for you.
You're not buying them at all. Shut up. That's why I looked at Nate, the guy who's going to end up paying for these wings, cheapskate. What do you want? You want some, like, I heard the 87, the spicy lemon pepper is pretty good. Maybe I'll bring in an air fryer for us. You and me and Hickman.
Yeah, I'm only going to put mine in the oven in the morning.
Wait, how many are yours, though?
I don't know. We're trying to figure that out.
No, I got it.
What?
Let's just go to lunch after the show. He won't want to come. It'll be perfect.
Yeah, I got stuff to do anyway.
By 90, we'll
figure
it out.
I wasn't inviting you. I was just saying, like, we're going to go to lunch. You wouldn't want to come. So it's really perfect.
We should go to Little Tokyo.
That's fine. I had it Saturday.
I feel like he'd find room for Little Tokyo. If,
no matter what.
He's like, I just ate 80 wings. Little Tokyo. Oh, I mean, it is. They give you soup and salad with lunch. It's like, it's worth it.
He'd be out here making himself vomit, like Roman, you know, style.
Tell you what, hold off on the shrimp appetizer. But I want shrimp sauce on my salad.
Yeah.
So can't beat it.
Let me throw up a little more so I can eat.
I need one of you guys to win NFL Illuminators. We can go ahead and go to lunch.
It's getting tougher. Welcome back into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios Fan Run Radio. Pick you up some White Claw this week. It's delicious. 5% alcohol by volume. 1 gram of sugar, and only 100 calories. It's White Claw Hard Seltzer. Proud sponsor of the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios right here, Fan Run Radio.
Have VR on Saturday. Be a good time to grab some claws.
Has Heupel said anything this week about anything other than...
Probably.
They had the SEC teleconference yesterday. Like, we don't get to watch practice anymore.
Look, Lucius, they're playing this one pretty close to the chest.
We don't know. We never know who's even sort of hurt anymore or sick. I guess we'll call it sickness. That way we can differentiate between COVID and protocols and football injuries. So we never know.
It's a big mystery.
We never know. When a guy's out, we don't know if he's hurt or sick. We don't know who's sick each week. We don't even know who's hurt. You said Paxton Brooks, he already said, would be back even last week.
He said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
Rodney Garner spoke yesterday.
What'd he have to say?
Probably not much.
Anything good?
Said Florida's a good football team. It's going to be a major challenge.
Yep.
This will be the best offensive line they've faced, and the best group of running backs, and receivers, and quarterback. They're the complete package. He said, we're in conference now. This checks out. So it's going to be much more intense.
Florida's better than Pitt at every single position, right? Like every single kid that walks out on the field.
Overall, I mean, like Pickett's a better pocket passer than Emory Jones, but...
Yeah, I'd say maybe quarterback, because Pickett could move a little bit. He's not Emory Jones, but he'd move around pretty
well. Well, if you give Dan Mullen Pickett instead of Emory Jones, and he still has Richardson...
They're better.
I think they're better. That's guy I was trying to grade.
All right, downgrade a quarterback. Here we go.
The most important position.
Yeah. They still got Richardson.
Yeah.
All right.
I kind of hope Richardson has to play a lot, though, because that means we showed up. Like, if he doesn't play at all,
that's the spirit.
That probably means we, you know, fumbled the ball 6 times and never even got into the game.
Said his D-line's been playing hard and playing for one another. Said they're playing vertically. I think that means, Hickman, that they're not getting knocked down.
That's good.
They're trying to create knockbacks. When you're getting 10 and 11 hats to the ball, you've got an opportunity to be successful. Well, that math checks out. 10 or 11 people tackling one person, I like those odds. I'd make that deal. Damn good deal.
Heupel did say on Monday that he never speaks in hypotheticals.
Gorlami.
I never speak in hypotheticals.
But hypothetically speaking.
They were asking him about Milton. Like, if he's healthy, who, you know, is he going to start?
We'll learn more this week.
He said he got a little bit of work last week.
Yes.
We will find out where he is in particular Tuesday or Wednesday here and see where we are.
You know what?
At that point in terms of whether he'll be able to play or not.
I like it. I like it. They're going to continue to ask the question, which they should. It's their job. It's the media's job. Is this guy out? What's going on here? Hey, Heupel this. And he's just, we'll learn more later.
I'm not going to. Quit asking.
Wait, what'd you say?
I'm not going to. Quit asking.
That's Nick Saban. Right?
Yeah, against Maria Taylor. Or as Butch Jones called her, Mariah.
Idiot.
Do you remember that at the spring game?
Uh-uh.
And she goes, who's Mariah? And he goes, I was hoping you'd tell me. he tried to like suave his way out of it. He just looked like the biggest dolt of all time. I'm just like, oh my gosh, you idiot. Which I get it. I mean, in fairness, it'd probably be hard to remember all the SEC network people's names, but I'm sure they're like, hey coach, this is Maria Taylor. I'm going to ask you a couple questions here in a minute.
Okay.
Mariah. All right. Cool. Cool. KB here. I like it. Heupel, you're just not going to get anything. I'm anxious to see how many different ways he can skate questions like that. He's the anti-hero when it comes to information. He's not a villain.
He's Batman.
You know, he did dress as Batman once at UCF.
He's a mystery.
Like classic cartoon Batman. Yeah, not a good look for him, really.
No.
Not great. The Johnny Majors tweed jacket was a good look. How old is he? He's got, what was he, 40? Yeah. He's got such a young face. He got a baby face. You think he needs a scruff beard? You know, that's coming in.
Can he grow a beard?
Good question.
That is a good question. Pruitt could grow a beard. He used to forget to shave on Sundays a couple times. See him at practice looking a little, facial hair getting a little long.
I did get a report about the coach's show now with Heupel.
Uh-huh.
Some people are not very happy, Houston.
The first one was good. What was wrong with it?
They were saying he just, the S word got thrown around a little bit. So he looked like a slob.
A slob?
Yeah. They say he needs to dress up more. He's just kind of no energy, just kind of, you know.
Oh, no. Well, they filmed that after the game. He's probably tired. He's probably been up since 4 a.m. breaking down tape.
People aren't happy.
Why do we make our football coaches wear suits? It's like basketball. Like, why do they have to wear a suit on the sideline? Like, COVID might be the best thing to ever happen to college basketball coaches. They're like, suits are stupid. Ties are dumb. Why am I wearing this? Just give me a team polo. Football coach. Did you see Mel Tucker wore shorts on the sideline this weekend? Genius. It's hot. You're a football coach. Put some shorts on. Who cares?
Well, I noticed that when I went to the Maryville Alcoa High School game. I'm like, all these coaches are wearing shorts, and it's really hot out here.
Those, and those turf fields, pellets, they heat up, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's just smart. A slob, really?
I'm just kidding around.
That's Josh Heupel. No.
I'm just kidding around.
Josh Heupel walks in a room, people are like,
I mean, people said that. I'm just...
Who are these people?
I don't care.
Who would say such a thing?
I don't care. I don't really understand the big deal.
Gotcha. Okay.
Can the president hit a baseball? I mean, that's, you know, can he win in the SEC? I mean, that's the question.
Exactly.
All that matters. Will it help us win? Oh, crap. Never mind. Scratch that.
That was John Curry.
Yeah. That wouldn't have been a bad saying. We'd have won.
Yeah, but you got to win.
That'd have gone over really well. We just started winning. Hey, speaking of KB, think he's going to be a head coach soon? Kendall Briles? I mean, Arkansas looking pretty good.
They have looked pretty good.
And Art kind of got, you know, at least. A lot of people had already made their call on that whole situation at Baylor. There was a lot of that information that came out that he wasn't a part of some of the scuzzy stuff.
Right.
So, in a weird way, I think that would help Kendall. Not that he was ever really charged, you know, like labeled with any of that, but just when you hire a Briles, everyone's.
Yes.
Some people are still going to remember and go.
Right. Know. Right. I don't know, man. Arkansas kind of got it rolling. Way to go, Pruitt.
Did Pruitt blow? That's what I was getting to. Like, could that have saved him?
Buddy, we know what happened there.
Could that have saved him?
Do we still have Jeremy
Pruitt if Kendall Briles is our offensive coordinator right now?
No, because we're still going to cheat and get caught. But
I don't know. If some people are a little happier with the winning and the, you know, it's taken care of a little better.
Okay, maybe. But he would never have let Briles actually run his system. We got run them
down.
Of course, I don't know. Arkansas is running the ball all over the place. Maybe Pruitt would have loved it.
Maybe we'd had a different quarterback. It changed everything.
No, we had one starter, buddy. He gave us the best chance to win.
Oh, my gosh.
David says, I usually prefer my shrimp sauce on Davey's jacket? This is true.
Sometimes I can't believe, even now, they say hindsight's 20/20, but it's really not. Like, it's not with Tennessee football. It's unbelievable that Jeremy Pruitt said Jared Garantano was our only starter.
Best chance to win.
Like, I can't even.
Well, he does it in practice.
Like, that happened, and I don't believe you.
Mm.
It's like, Nate, sky is blue. And I'm like, nope, don't believe you. Jared Garantano, our only starter. He's the best guy on this team per his position. It's the most important position on the team. And it's the one spot where we're settled. We're
trying to build confidence.
We're locked
in. He did start for Washington State.
for what, a quarter
and a half?
No. No, yeah, I get a little over a quarter.
He got one play in the spring game.
That was more than that, wasn't it? It wasn't his first throw. Was it?
Pretty sure it was his first throw. It might not have been the first play.
That kid is cursed.
That's what happens when you take a McDonald's bag full of money.
Or threaten to tell on those who did.
College football gods, they get you. Final segment, hour number one. Adam Hickman's got some shock collar trivia coming up, hour two.
That was last night, the 21st night of September.
Mm. You didn't play this yesterday, did you?
I did.
He did.
And I just now realized that my cousin was born on September 21st. Like, I've known that in the past, but it's like I just now put that together between the song and his birthday, so it's like,
There you go. Shouts out.
So he can just like always make an Earth, Wind, and Fire reference when someone asks him for his birthday.
All right. What's the best case scenario for Tennessee at quarterback this week?
I was going to say we win. Best case scenario is Joe Milton's healthy, comes out there, is able to hit the deep ball. You spread Florida out, and you're able to actually be in a competitive game in the fourth quarter and have an opportunity to pull off the upset. That's best case scenario.
Can our team be as good as LSU was last year when they beat Florida? I mean, LSU's not very good this year. They weren't great last year, were they? It's possible.
No, they weren't good last year. We just need that one time. One
you
time.
Beat Kevin down Cherry Hill?
It just...
You beat Brad and the Cowtoss?
It just never seems to happen for us in this game.
No.
You said it. Like, it only goes... Like, most games can go three ways. Blow out Team A, blow out Team B, close game. That's pretty much it. This game always seems to go... No matter, like, if the line's close, okay, it's either going to be close... Or Florida blows you out. If the line is heavily in their favor, well, then obviously the most likely scenario is that they blow you out, and the only other pretty likely scenario is that you keep it close. We just never have that game where they can't line up, where they can't hold on to the football.
No.
I'm more confident in beating Bama every year than I am us beating Florida.
Really?
Yeah. It seems like, I don't know, things always just go as bad as possible against Florida. I mean, yeah, we've not beat Bama that I can remember in my lifetime, really, since 07, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Faintly remember that one. But every year against Bama, like, not every year, but it seems like every other year we kind of play them close. Like, Pruitt and JG kind of had them on the ropes in Tuscaloosa. Butch, I mean, Jalen Hurd had a go-ahead touchdown with like 4 minutes left against them down there in Tuscaloosa again. Lane Kiffin blocked field goals. I feel like we've been closer against Bama to beating them more than once than we have Florida.
I was going to wait until you finished Hickman, but it was actually 2006 the last time we beat Alabama.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Seven was Saban's first year, and they stomped us. I think we were favored in that game. We got beat 42-14.
In 2007, it was 41-17. We were the 20th ranked team in the country at that time. And since then, we've only been ranked one time while playing them. We were 9 in 2016, and we also got killed in that one, 49-10. I can't really get behind your thought process on having a better opportunity to beat Alabama than Florida Hickman. I mean, you...
He's saying in his mind.
Yeah. But, like, I understand, like, things usually do go wrong against Alabama, or against Florida, Alabama, too. But it does seem like the meltdowns happen against Florida at the most inopportune time.
They're more inexplicable against Florida.
So...
Which is frustrating. Last year, LSU lost to Mississippi State. We remember that one, start the year. Then they lost to Missouri in week 3. I mean, they lost to Missouri, like, right as you had beaten them. Right? Didn't Tennessee beat them on October 3rd, like, week two? That's right, isn't it? I mean...
Who?
Missouri. Wasn't that week two?
Yeah.
Wasn't it South Carolina week one and then Missouri week two?
Mm-hmm.
So, Tennessee beat Missouri last year with a team that was going to get Jeremy Pruitt fired. LSU lost to Missouri. LSU then loses at Auburn, loses at A&M, loses to Alabama bad, beats Florida in the Swamp.
The team continued to play for Edo. I don't think I can say the same for Jeremy Pruitt.
That's not the point, though. The point is this team's going to play for Josh Heupel Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, this just goes to Alabama. What do you think the lowest, outside of Saban's first year, they weren't ranked, but outside of that, every time Tennessee's played them, what's the lowest ranking Alabama's had?
Six.
Eight. Here's 2000. I'll start in 2008. They were second when we played them. The following year, first, then eighth, then second, then first, then fourth, then eighth, then one, 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 and two.
One, 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 and two.
There were, I don't know if there were four ones in a row there. So, I mean, the most we've scored against Alabama since Saban's been there has been 21 points. And that was the game they scored their most. They scored 58 in that one. And the lowest we've held them to was 12 with Kiffin. But we only had 10.
I know the moral victory thing's been kicked around, but... And I kind of hate moral victories, even the thought of it. But we did say coming into the year, you know, you got to show some things to get recruits excited about the program. It is a 7 o'clock game. It is going to be a marquee matchup. How much does, let's say Tennessee kind of is like Florida was last week, where nobody really expected them to hang with Alabama, but they did. So if Tennessee hangs with Florida this week, let's say they do it by scoring, you know, points and being exciting. It's got to help recruiting, right? I mean, I know there'll be some people like, well, a loss is a loss, but not all losses are equal, especially when they're early in the season and you got a chance to then, if you win games later in the year and then can point back and say, look, we won these games and, I mean, we went down to the Swamp and battled till the end.
Well, I mean, you look at it, it's one of the things that, like, say, again, like I'm just going to make this comparison, like Saban's first year, every game they were within a touchdown if they didn't win. One possession. Like, you lost a Pitt by a touchdown, but if you go down there and you keep it within a single possession, that's something to build off of. Mm. And then maybe you could look back and you're like, none of these other coaches were able to keep it close to these better teams than their first season.
I think there's a lot to play for. I mean, not just... my gut is that Tennessee has a very small chance to actually win the game, but I still think there's a lot to play for. And I do think maybe if you can just not do those things we're talking about where you don't melt down, you don't fall apart, where you just – if you have an explicable loss, a loss you can explain, okay, look, we're just not as good as they are yet, but you play well. I mean, hate moral victories, but that's at least a good sign.